Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
The voice of South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. Broadcasting from Tala.
MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Welcome to the voice of South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. Broadcasting from Tala, I'm Pat Kiernan. In this month's programme, new cinema coming to a screen near you. Local sports scheme to get national rollout. Past campers fundraise for Knockadoon. Stars score with celeb soccer game. And pit stop launched for DIY mechanics. We will also have the usual business and local authority news. If you'd like to contact the station, stay tuned. I'll give you the contact details during the programme. And of course, feel free to friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. But first, here's the news making the headlines and filling column inches in newspapers across South Dublin County in June 2011. The number of people unemployed in Lucan and Clondalkin has soared to an 8-month high of more than 10,000, according to the latest figures released by the Central Statistics Office, writes Paul Hosford in the Lucan Gazette. The local employment figure stands at 10,181. Of these, 2,000 are under the age of 25. The last time the live register in Lucan and Clondalkin passed the 10,000 mark was last September. The Echo's Mary Dennehy reports that boxer Bernard Dunn led his All-Stars team to victory with a spectacular hat-trick during the recent annual Celebrity Soccer Classic in Tala Stadium. The former super bantamweight world champion joined a host of Irish sporting heroes and entertainment stars for his third annual soccer classic this year in aid of Lucan-based Peter House, the Centre for the Prevention of Self-Harm and Suicide. More than 2,000 fans gathered in the local stadium to watch the Bernard Dunn All-Stars take on the Gaiety Theatre All-Stars in a celebrity clash featuring Paul McGrath, The Coronas, Ronnie Whelan, Packy Bonner, Ray Houghton, Ian Rush, Liam O'Brien, Ken Doherty, Jason Sherlock, Brian Ormond and many more. After an energetic 90 minutes, Bernard's All-Stars lifted the trophy following a tight 5-4 win. Dublin Bus has confirmed the 68 and 69 buses will continue to run to the city centre following a massive local campaign to save the routes, reports Linda O'Donoghue in The Echo. Local residents had feared the bus company would curtail boat routes as part of the new Network Direct programme. However, a spokeswoman for Dublin Bus confirmed to The Echo that the planned changes to the routes, which run from Newcastle and Rathcoole through Clondalkin and onto the city centre, have been dropped. Killinarden Estate in Tala was transformed into a Belfast Republican housing estate for the filming of a Hollywood movie, Shadow Dancer, reports the Tala Informer. Props such as armoured Land Rovers and extras dressed as British soldiers could be seen patrolling the area. In the film, Andrea Riseborough plays a young mother and IRA member who was recruited as an MI5 informer by Clive Owen after being arrested for a botched bombing attempt in London. Gillian Anderson, familiar to many as Dana Scully from the hit crime series X-Files, also stars. Plans to put Tala back in the picture are underway as final negotiations to have the Square Cinema opened by Christmas are being held, reports The Echo's Mary Dennehy. Last August, movie fans welcomed news that the closed UCI cinema was set for a €10 million revamp and would be ready to open by the new year. But the eagerly anticipated development was delayed due to the economic climate and the seizure of the third level unit by NAMA, The Echo can reveal. The landlord of the unit, Alburn, announced it was pleased with the progress on the letting and is working to ensure that the cinema will reopen by Christmas following a full refurbishment and upgrade.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
More than 3,500 people packed out Tala Stadium recently after South Dublin County Council opened up the grounds to the Ireland International squad and the public. Eimear Mulvaney, editor of The Echo, goes on to report that the event, which kicked off after the FAI sought permission to train on the ground, saw fans from all over the county get up close to their heroes, including local lads Robbie Keane and Keith Fahey, and also team manager Giovanni Trapattoni. Tickets for the session were free and were distributed by the County Council throughout schools and clubs in the county over the past few weeks. A fundraising night was held in aid of the Knockadoon Summer Camp in Fables in Molloy's recently, reports Mary Dennehy in The Echo. Parents, team leaders and past Knockadoon campers came together to raise much needed funds for the East Cork Camp, which is in need of repairs and maintenance. Last year, the camp, which has been the holiday location for thousands of Tala kids, was cancelled due to organisational changes. However, it is back for summer 2011, and those involved met for a night of entertainment recently to raise money for this year's trip. Those present enjoyed music and a bumper raffle, which included spot prizes such as a barbecue and vouchers for local restaurants, takeaways, beauticians and hotels. Knockadoon was established by the Dominican Order in 1926, with St Mary's Priory in Tala working with parents, camp leaders and children over the years. Any businesses which are interested in supporting the camp are encouraged to call Sharon on 086 36 88 199. For further information on the camp, visit Knockadoon's Facebook page or www.knockadoon.org. That's KNOCKADOON.org. The Echo's business pages carries a story about Tala-based biscuit maker Jacob Fruitfield being in talks with Valio Foods, the owner of Bachelors and Odlums, about a merger that could create a food business with a turnover of €300 million. Talks between the two companies have been going on for several months and are now understood to be close to completion. The deal is expected to be structured as a takeover of Jacob Fruitfield by Valio, with Jacob Fruitfield shareholders taking some payment. Based on Belgard Road, Jacob Fruitfield employs 100 people. That figure was 430 employees 7 years ago, before production was relocated overseas. The company purchased Fruitfield Foods from Nestlé in 2001 and Irish Biscuits from Group Danone in 2004 to create the Jacob Fruitfield Food Group. Best known for its biscuit brands, Kimberley, Mikado, Coconut Creams, Fig Rolls and Club Milk, the Tala-based company made a profit of €11 million in 2009 on a turnover of almost €82 million. Valio, which employs 475 people, was formed last year. It is based in Ballymount, South Dublin, and produces squeezed juices, Bachelor's baked beans, Erin and Luster brands. An innovative programme running in South Dublin County, which links unemployed residents to health and sporting facilities at reduced rates, has been rolled out nationwide, reports Mary Dennehy in The Echo. The brainchild of the South Dublin County Sports Partnership, the Link to Be Active programme, was set up in October 2009 and now has more than 1,000 members availing of sporting and leisure activities right across the county. Due to the success of the programme, the Irish Sports Council announced that it will support Link to Be Active as a national programme through a network of 32 local sports partnerships nationwide. More than 25 local facilities are currently offering discount rates to unemployed residents across the county, with the partnership now looking at the activities being run in community centres. You are listening to a review of stories that made the news in South Dublin County in June 2011 on the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, on this station, and also on 87.8 FM in Hertfordshire, England, and on World FM 88.2 FM in Wellington, New Zealand. The Voice of South Dublin provides the Irish diaspora with news from the South Dublin towns of Tala, Lucan and Clondalkin, as well as other districts such as City West, Rathcoole, Temple Oak and Palmerstown. If you missed any of this programme, you can listen back to it from our own website, voiceofsouthdublin.com. The VOSD mailing address is Voice of South Dublin, 333 Glenview Park, Dublin 24. You may also contact us via email, vosd@dublin.ie. And UK listeners can also text the station via our UK text number, 079-3513-7304. VOSD is looking for further broadcast partners. You may be listening to this programme on one such partner, Merseyland Alternative Radio on 1395 kHz AM and on www.mar.me.uk. If you are a radio operator and are willing to cater to the Irish diaspora in your audience by rebroadcasting the monthly VOSD programme, which is 15 minutes long, please don't hesitate to contact Pat Kiernan on vosd@dublin.ie.
We play it loud across Liverpool and beyond. We are MAR.
In business news, Ballymount firm City Post is to create 180 new jobs with the announcement this week that it plans to double its workforce over the next 18 months, reports The Echo's Linda O'Donoghue. The jobs will consist of mail sorting, delivery and collection, operations and administrative roles, with most based in Ballymount, while some will be at the company's 32 regional handling centres. The Echo's business pages have reported that a couple of local entrepreneurs have taken advantage of a gap in the market to bring the first DIY garage in the country to Tala. The Pit Lane, situated in Broomhill Close, provides garage space and tools for car owners to work on their vehicles. The business came about through extensive research by Kilnamana man Ken Furlong and Brian Dunn from Kingswood in Tala. The pair, who have hired three employees for the business, looked at similar DIY garage operations in Britain and Northern Ireland and decided the timing was right to set up an enterprise in Tala. Paddy Power is moving its head office from Tala to Clonskee this September, resulting in the transfer of more than 600 workers out of the area, reports Mary Dennehy in The Echo. Based in Tala since the early 1990s, Paddy Power is vacating its Broomhill Road premises because its operations have outgrown the building. Confirming the move, Paddy Power, head of communications with the betting and gaming operator, said, "This is a pretty sad day for many of us. We've been working in Tala for more than 15 years. The company's call centre on Ayrton Road, which employs approximately 200 people, will remain in Tala. But the company says those jobs could be under threat if the government taxes internet betting. On 1395 kHz AM and on 87.8 and 88.2 FM in various parts around the world, this is the voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. If you missed any of this programme, you can listen back to it on the Listen Live feature on the website of South Hertz Radio in the UK at southhertzradio.com/listenlive or from our own website. Broadcasting from Tala, this is the voice of South Dublin. In local authority news, South Dublin County Council spend between €4.5 and €6 million removing litter each year, reports The Echo's Mary Dennehy. The local authority hopes this total waste of money will be relieved through the new litter management plan. Every 3 years, the council amends the area's litter plan, which aims to make the county litter-free through the support of the local authority, businesses, schools, community groups and individuals. Over the past number of weeks, members of the community were encouraged to participate in the Draft Litter Management Plan 2011 to 2014 by submitting their views and ideas for a cleaner, greener local environment. You are listening to the voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home, on your local station. We here at the Voice of South Dublin are trialling a new online broadcast service called The Voice of South Dublin Channel 2. Here you can hear music from South Dublin bands and songwriters, as well as listen to archive VOSD news reviews. To listen to the test broadcast, do feel free to log on to live365.com/stations/Voice of South Dublin. Or of course, you can click on the widget on our website. That brings us to the end of this month's programme. Thank you indeed for tuning our way. We do hope you enjoyed at least some of our programme and that you learned something new about South Dublin County that you didn't know before. If you'd like to contact us, say hi to friends and family at home or abroad, or would like to suggest a feature for the programme, please feel free to write to us at Voice of South Dublin, 333 Glenview Park, Dublin 24, and that's in Ireland. Feel free to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, UK listeners can also text the station via our new UK text number. That's 079-3513-7304. I'll give that number again, 079-3513-7304. Broadcasting from Tala, this is the voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. I'm Pat Kiernan.